the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm really happy to welcome Leah DeFletch and Arwen Kuzak here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And we were catching up. They're both seniors at Pittsburgh Kappa. And I guess we'll start with you, Leah. I always feel a little uncomfortable when I know somebody already, but there are a lot of people listening that are saying, who is Leah DeFletch anyway? So tell me about yourself.
Okay, sure. I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa, as we've already discussed, and I major in literary arts, as does Arwen. And we've both been going there since sixth grade. So I think that writing has been like a really long-term passion for us. But outside of that, I want to go on and major in neuroscience. So that's like my main passion.
Interesting.
How
did you get excited about that?
When I was in about ninth grade, I started reading these neuroscience novels, and I started with like psych books, and then I started going into like biology books, and then I just checked out a whole bunch, and I got really into the whole subject of it.
Do you know where you'll be going to school?
Either Pitt or Temple, I think, on a full tuition.
Those are both, you have scholarships?
Yeah,
both. Congratulations. Those are both great schools. Are the Pittsburgh Promise or otherwise?
Pittsburgh Promise and otherwise, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. Anytime I think about that subject, I think about this invention I thought of when I was a little kid. I thought, wouldn't it be great if you could record your dreams, like make a DVD of your dreams? And the more they're doing with the brain waves and mapping and sort of calibrating that, it scares me. Now that I'm older, I'm not sure if I want to be able to see my dreams in that kind of clarity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, brain science has really taken off, and I think that it's a great field to be a part of, and that's why I'm interested in it.
Does that get into, like, brain chemistry too, like prescriptions or ways to, like, elevate moods and things? I guess it would. Neuroscience, it's part of that as well.
Yeah, I think that neuroscience is really encapsulating. So you can have like psych, or you can have the chemistry of the brain. And I think that for me, I like neuroscience just because it's so interdisciplinary. So I know that I'm going into neuroscience, but I don't know where it's going to take me in life, you know?
Your writing background, too, will really come in handy, because you'll probably be publishing papers and writing lab reports and all sorts of things. Well, that's to Leah DeFletch, and we also have Arwen Kuzak here with us. And Arwen, I'll let you sort of get everybody up to speed on who you are.
Hi. Yeah, like Leah said, I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm a senior there, and we've both been there for 7 years as literary arts majors. Which has been quite the experience, and it's been a lot of good experiences because it's very focused on getting us into the community and engaging with the people around us. And I am also thinking of going to Temple in the fall, which is very exciting. And I'm thinking of studying theater and neuroscience. So Leah and I have similar but also very different interests.
How cool. They're both really great schools, Temple and Pitt. In fact, we have a staff person here whose brother is currently at Temple, and he's a film studies major, but is enjoying himself a lot. Now, off the air, we were just talking about driving. You got your driver's license about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Leah, do you have yours?
I do have it.
Okay.
I do have my driver's license.
And that's a cool thing. It's a nice rite of passage.
Although,
when you go to Pittsburgh Kappa, it's kind of easy to get to and to get around, so it's not even necessarily something you have to have. So you both are doing a TEDx Youth. You got together to co-sponsor TEDx Youth, and it's coming up a little bit later this month, February 18th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Before we go any further, I want to be sure I understand. It's at Steel Plaza.
Yes. When it's at Kappa, actually. It's okay. Called TEDx Youth at Steel Plaza, but it's mm-hmm. at Kappa.
I was wondering about that because I'm thinking, are we going to get people in the subway station to do this? So it's at Kappa. We'll give you details in a moment, but there mm-hmm. are still seats available. And let's describe what it's going to be like. You two have curated the whole thing, and it's about 4 or 5 hours of mm-hmm. talks. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Okay, so the whole idea of a TED Talk event is that there's about 5 hours. Ours is a half-day event. And within those 5 hours, there's different talk parts. So there's going to be, how many talks, Arwen?
Nine live talks.
So 9 live talks, and then we're going to have 2 recorded talks. And then there's going to be breaks between those talks. So the whole point of having like this 5-hour event is that people can have time to like digest the information that they have during the talks. And each talk is about 20 minutes. So each of the talks will be individualized subjects that the people who are presenting on are professionals in. And then you'll move on to the next one and the next one. And it's just about gathering like a breadth of information. Arwen?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary of, you know, the whole event. Part of what TEDx is really about and what they really encourage is having an interdisciplinary event. So it can't be too specific. Our theme is directions and intersections. And a lot of people are like, that's a very broad theme. What do you mean by that? And it was supposed to be very broad. That was kind of the goal, and that's one of the things that TEDx encourages and requires of its licensed events, is that they are not specific to one limiting area. So our speakers range from everything from game designers to analytics coaches to, you know, people who run gyms and food rescues. So we have a lot of breadth in our topics as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the topics in a second, but what makes it a TEDx youth event? Is it the speakers that you have or the audience or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. Some TEDx events are focused on having youth speakers, but we chose to focus more on having professionals that have subjects that maybe aren't always available to youth, like mm-hmm. platforms that aren't always, you know, exposed to students and bringing it to students. So we have, you know, professors and professionals that maybe don't usually give their information to young people, or areas where young people aren't always informed, and bringing them that information.
Yeah, I think that TEDx is also about making information accessible. So for youth, it's really difficult to understand things about some of the topics we're presenting on. But when they're presented in a fashion that's like a 20-minute talk, all condensed like that, it becomes easier to understand just like the material overall.
Yet speakers, as I think lots of folks listening are aware, there's something about a TED Talk that is just very digestible and makes it easy to understand, even if you don't understand the underpinnings of the topic whatsoever. And if you do understand, you still can relate to what's presented too. There's a real knack to the way those topics are presented. So folks coming to the event on February 18th at Kappa, which is, gosh, that's a week away.
Yeah.
It's one week away, next Saturday. What time does it start?
12.
Perfect. You finish listening to the Saturday Life Brigade and you go immediately to Kappa. In fact, we'll let you out 10 to 15 minutes early if you're listening now, and if you need to leave early, you can, so you can get there on time. Can you talk about some of the speakers you've got lined up?
Yeah, sure. We have, like Leah mentioned before, we have 9 speakers, and they're very diverse in topics. We have Carl Kurlander, who's from Steeltown Entertainment, and he's a lecturer at Pitt, talking about, you know, taking issues that he had in his childhood and turning them into film and processing them like that. So we have people talking about like creative processes like him, and Eben Myers, who's the chief game designer at Sim Coach Games. So talking about, you know, art and technology and how they intersect. We also have two doctors from Pitt, Dr. Lisa Pan and Dr. Gerard Vockley, talking about a new way to kind of approach depression treatment, things like that. So we have like a medical side. We have John Yonan, who's from Move Integrated Physical Culture, which is a gym in East Liberty that focuses on kind of revamping fitness and how to approach body mechanics. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people. We have Dr. Etta Fields Black, who's a professor at CMU, talking about why we need a memorial for the enslaved. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people and a lot of different kinds of topics.
Wow. Those, are there more you can mention?
There are.
Yeah, there's so many.
Because it's fascinating to hear these, and it's worth going through the whole schedule.
Yeah, we also have Pat Stroh, who is the vice president of data science and decision analytics at Brunner Advertising. So he's going to talk about analytics and why it's important for young people to kind of look at how we analyze data and why people don't usually think about, you know, how to approach that, but it's actually super important and how we need to.
I want to write myself a slip so I can get out early and come down there. And Brunner just had that rock star Super Bowl ad for 84 Lumber, which haven't seen that, but I know the ad was really considered an amazing ad. It came right here from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. We have Thomas Waters, who's a blogger and advocate, and he's going to talk about how to like effectively lobby to your elective officials and how, you know, he has like a process that has worked for a lot of people that, you know, he uses to kind of help people interact with people who are in elected office. I think I've touched on everybody.
I think you have.
Oh, wait. Leia Lizarondo is with the 412 Food Rescue. So she's going to talk about that and kind of her process.
Now, when did you two decide you wanted to do this?
Do you want to start or should
I? Yeah. Well, I think about
May
of last year of our junior year, we, you know, just kind of ran the idea by. We were talking about it. Leah was involved in a TEDx Youth event a few years ago.
Yeah, I did TEDx Youth at Hot Metal Bridge, which actually was in the Carnegie Museum. It was in 2014, 15.
Yeah, I remember
September.
That one.
Yeah, so I worked on that, and then when Arwen presented me the idea of doing our own TED Talk, I got really involved just because my experience doing TEDx Youth at Hot Metal Bridge was really great. Like, I had never imagined that youth had really, like, the power to create something that was so far-reaching. So,
and this is not an easy task at all. I only know this because I've been peripherally involved with TEDx events. It's not like let's build a lemonade stand or let's create something like what TEDx does. There are rigid criteria that you must meet to earn the TED brand, so to speak. Can you explain what some of those are without spoiling the magic? But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, people may not realize what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even from the start, I think one of the most challenging, perhaps not the most challenging, but was filling out the license application, because from the very start, there's a lot of regulations that you have to meet. One of them is in our name, TEDx Youth at Steel Plaza. A lot of people have asked me, why is it called TEDx Youth at Steel Plaza if it's happening at Kappa? The name was one of the hardest things we had to figure out at the beginning, because we didn't want it to be just for Kappa students. We wanted it to be open to people throughout the city and students through other schools and anybody that wanted to come. We didn't want it to just be for Kappa kids. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to call it TEDx Youth at Kappa, but other names are too broad. So TEDx Youth at 9th Street was too broad. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that
Penn
we did.
Penn Avenue we also looked at, but Penn also reaches so many parts of the city.
Yeah, that could be so, Wilkinsburg.
Yeah,
it could
right?
be downtown.
So even from like the name, it has to be specific. Also because we can only have 100 people at our event, you know, it has to be not too broad of a name. Mm-hmm. So TEDx Youth at Steel Plaza was, you know, something that we picked because it was a landmark in downtown, and it, you know, I feel like the idea of Steel Plaza kind of encompasses like a lot of people's idea about Pittsburgh, and it was like a way for us to incorporate more students, but also just to have something in downtown and central to people's ideas.
And you mentioned we can only have 100 people. Yes. That is a TEDx rule. Yes. They're not going to come and audit you, I don't think.
But, let's hope not.
They want there to be an audience of just 100 people for an intimate experience. Mm-hmm. And you turn that information into them. You get listed on their website. Mm-hmm. And you're doing all the publicity for it in addition to the curation. How can I would imagine there is still room to come, and I'd really like to encourage you as you listen right now. You can go to this as a student, but you can also go as an adult.
Yes.
This is meant for everybody. As you heard both Arwen and Leah say earlier, the youth emphasis here is as much on who curated this as it is on the audience. So you should come and consider being a part of it regardless of your age. And one of the best parts are the conversations that are going to happen during the intermission periods. How can people – I'm sure you want people to register. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so we actually have a website where people can register. I can say it out loud if that would work best.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's just tinyurl.com. The easiest way to do things, / Steel Plaza tickets.
That's great.
Yeah.
tinyurl.com/ Steel Plaza tickets. Now, I would really like you to help these two. So if you know of some teenagers that may want to come to this regardless of school district, or if you know some teachers or other folks who work with youth, I know Arwen and Leah well enough to know that the best thing in the world would be having this diverse cohort of people, including lots of folks that have never met one another. So pass along that information. It's tinyurl.com/steelplazatickets. That's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. That's
I memorized it in seconds.
There we go.
Is there anything else you want to mention about the event? Has anybody else worked with you to acknowledge?
Yeah, I would love to acknowledge the rest of our team that couldn't be with us today. We have Kevin Bonner, who's been our excellent manager. He's been a huge help in helping us pull the logistics together. We have Kira Bingham, who's been an excellent designer. We have Zainab Adisa, who's been our producer and has helped us with things like that. And I know you know Zainab, too.
Yeah. I don't have kids, so it's forgive me for being proud, but I'm just really happy to see to hear familiar names. Mm-hmm. So it's great.
Yeah, and then a huge, huge shout out to our stage manager and technical director, Sophia Kozowski, who's been absolutely incredible and has helped us pull together a great tech team. It's going to be a very high-tech event, thanks to her. And our faculty sponsor, Mr. Underwood from Kappa, Richard Underwood. He has been a big help in helping us pull it together, and he's been our adult sponsor for the whole process. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think that it's really great to have so many people at Kappa part of it, just because we all have very different disciplines. And when it all comes together, like Sophia and Kira and me and Arwen, it really creates something special. But I'm excited for other people from other schools to come as well, just to experience it, you know what I mean?
We'll make sure that we mention it to students we're working with throughout the week. It's just a week away, so I hope you'll seek information. Again, it's tinyurl.com/steelplazatickets.
Yeah, and it was curated by Elsa Eckenrode and Lily Buchanan, who are also Kappa students. They were... they helped us find speakers to reach out to, and then Leah and I make the final call and reached out to speakers. There's going to be food and coffee, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I really hope everyone comes out.
Yeah, please join us.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us today. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
And
thank
maybe
you.
I'll sneak in a few minutes
you
later.
You should.
If I'm allowed to.
You are. We'll make an exception.
A big thank you to Arwen Kozak and Leah DeFlitch, Pittsburgh Public Schools, Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Kappa.